The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.
Well, I'm here with Tony Palmer. Just describe where we are sitting right now.
Okay, so we're sitting around the table at the base of Heroes on the Water in Pool Sudrick.
Now, you've just given me a little tour of this place, and I get the impression you do a lot of tours. You must get a lot of people coming in here to find out what's going on.
Yeah, we do. And especially over the last few years, it's grown immensely since when we started on a building in 2016.
And the way this place has changed, because just remind people what this building was back in the day.
We were told it was an arcade in the early 50s, and it'd been derelict for nearly 40 years before we moved in.
So what made you want to turn this place into the place it is now?
When I think about it at the time, I'm not quite sure. Literally what had happened, I'd started in the garage at home with a few kayaks after hearing about Heroes in the Water from a friend. And the word got about, we got very busy taking people out, visiting veterans. And around 2016, the chap who owned Port Sudrick, I'd heard about us, and he said, oh, we've got this building, and if you'd like to put your kayaks on there, you can. But there was a catch. It had no roof, no windows, the walls were blown, and it was 80 ton of mud and rubble inside.
And I've seen the pictures. We can't understate what a mess this building was in. And there are some people who might say, why don't you just start again from scratch?
Well, at the time, we were looking at it and we thought, is it too big a job? But then I contacted some veterans I knew on the island, and we came down one Tuesday night and we climbed round the outside of the building and we found a way in. And then we thought, why not? Let's give it a go. Let's see what we can do. Originally, it was just to store some kayaks, but we needed to make it watertight first. And that was it. That's where the journey started. And while I'm sitting here now, I can see the storage for the kayaks. I can also see a kitchen. I can also see a lot of other things that weren't in the original plans.
I mean, you've got a little mezzanine level for people to come and sit. And I've got to say, I didn't know what to expect when I came in here. But it's a hive of activity, isn't it? What sort of people come in here?
We have a mixture. Originally, Heroes in the Water was set up with just veterans. When we first started, we got some help from the Civil Defence and one or two others, and we realised it wasn't just about the military. It was the work itself was helping the veterans that we were working with, but it was also helping everybody else, and there was a big interest. And that's the way it progressed, and we've got nowadays, I can look around the room now, and I can see Royal Naval veterans, I can see RAF veterans, I can see there's a Royal Marine over there, and we've got families, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, because I think people hear the word veteran and they think of the elderly initially, don't they?
Yeah, it's a big misconception. Military would describe as a veteran as somebody who's worn a day in uniform. That's their official take on it. But we've got people, there's 2.5, according to the census, not the last one that was done because we haven't got the results in yet, but the one before showed that there was 2,500 veterans on the Isle of Man. But what it also showed, that around 60% of them were under the age of 60. So we've got veterans who come in their early 20s, right the way up to James, who's 104. The younger ones don't call themselves veterans, which is a bit of a shame, really, but they're entitled to use that.
And why do they come here? What do they get out of this place?
It's a safe place. It's a place where they can come and be themselves. If anybody's from a military background, police background, or fire service or nurses, it's like going into the mess. It's a place where you're surrounded by people who understand exactly what your life's like and your job. We have a rule, and that's what's said in Sudrick stays in Sudrick. And since we opened our doors, that rule has stayed. When you walk through the gates, whatever position you hold in life falls right off your shoulder. So you can be the head of the hospital, you can be the head of the police, you can be a brigadier. As soon as you walk through that door, you. And that's the most important thing.
And you must have met some fascinating people and heard some really interesting stories in the time you've been here.
Some fascinating characters. They use a description, and it's banter. It's where they can be free to chat about things that other people understand. unfortunately, a lot of people outside of the services don't understand those. And again, families, if you're in the police, it's very difficult to go and describe what your day's been like to your other half or your kids, because the majority of the time it's good days, but we also have those bad days, and that's the ones they can share here.
And there is a motto on the front of the building there, paddle, fish, heal. Just explain that.
Well, that was set up by a guy called Jim Dolan, who originally set up Heroes in the Water in 2007. And he found that by going out on the water, the calmness of the blue therapy, the relaxation of the fishing, was a part of a healing process for him. And that worked for him. And it does work for others, but we've expanded from more than just kayak fishing here. We do the kayak fishing, we do the boat fishing, we do water-based activities for blue water therapy. But we also use the beauty of the island, the glens, the landscape. So we do walking for wellness with we've got a guy, Gary Thomas, and he's a qualified, he's ex-REF, but he's a qualified outward bounds person, and he leads our projects, and you know, we see a great difference there. And we do sea dips, which you like, Christy?
Do, they are very good for you.
And we do that all year round, and we do sea dips, and we work with local businesses. So we work with the sauna guys down at Port Erin. And what we try to do is keep all our activities, which we pay for, those that need paying for, but we keep it local.
And, you know, it's not just that, though. Even within this building, you've shown me little projects that some of the guys have got involved with.
Oh, yeah. You ask about what we do. We've got model projects that we do and various things like that, but also research into family history. People have brought medals down to us that they've found in car boot sales, and they've brought them to us. So some of our guys have done research on that.
And we should as well. You mentioned, you know, sort of the Isle of Man. This location is just perfect. You know, when it was first mentioned to you, why don't you do something with this building? I mean, you must have seen the possibilities, but you've really used them, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, where it's situated, it's in a beautiful bay. There's lots of beautiful bays around the island. Again, we originally started it for the kayaks in, but it was during the work process, the process of regenerating the building, that we met some characters from around the island, especially from around this part. And it was explained to us about this fantastic connection with the military. There's a couple of the older locals call it Barracuda Bay. And we were quite confused about that at the start. So somebody asked us to do our history, which we very kindly did, or one of our veterans did. And yeah, it was used as a training area for the Barracuda plane towards the end of the Second World War. When we were doing the research, and thanks to Ivan up at the museum for doing a lot of the work, we found out that 22 young guys with the average age of 19 lost their lives between November 1944 and April 1945. And so we didn't want to forget them, so we had a bench commissioned, and it sits outside our base very proudly. And it's lovely to see the kids playing on it and people sitting on it. And they ask questions, and it keeps the memory of those 22 alive.
It really does, and it just shows that this place, even before you knew it had that connection, which is just extraordinary, really. I mean, who would you say then could really benefit from this? If someone's listening and they think, that might be for me, you know, sort of, what would you say to them?
Well, as I say, we've expanded to various other areas now. Well, what we're trying to be very careful to do is there's lots of great charities on this island. There's EdSpace and there's various other, you know, mental health organisations that can help people. But we work with anyone that wears or has worn a uniform that serves the community. So we work with doctors, nurses, police officers, firemen, military obviously. But anybody that's worn that uniform and thinks, well, I've got nowhere to go anymore, I'd love to chat about the old days. I want to come down and be a part of something. I want to help out. I want to volunteer. I want to find something for me. I think the biggest thing is people lose purpose in life. And what this does is it gives them a purpose, whether it's to get up in the morning and come in for a cuppa, or whether it's a purpose to come down and help out.
Now, I can't leave you without talking about somebody recently impressed, and I'm guessing it's because of this visitor that the place looks particularly sparkly clean at the moment, Tony.
Well, we put a dust around it every Wednesday, and you've arrived on a Wednesday, so you can thank the crew that's here today for that. Yeah, but we were very honoured to have His Majesty King Charles come down to see us a couple of weeks ago, which was an incredible honour. So, yeah, it was a really good visit, and it was so important on many levels. But really, to me, what stood out was that we were able to get some of our service users here, and we had our volunteers and our trustees, because without the volunteers, we'd not be able to operate. We operate as it is, Tuesday through till Saturday, 5 days a week. That's the thing that people see between 10 and 2. But we also have activities going on 7 days a week, right the way throughout the year. As I say, whether it's walking, whether it's model making, whether it's kayaking, whether it's carriage driving, with carriage driving for disabled.
And obviously this is the sort of thing you were able to tell the King about when he was here, and I'm guessing he must have been so impressed, and especially when you think about it, a lot of your service users, he is their king, isn't he? King and country.
Yeah, they were so proud to have me here, and it was lovely because it wasn't on the normal agenda of visits, and first time I've met him as close as this and come down, but he was in good form. He's got a great sense of humour. And he understood, because he could recognise people's badges straight away, so he knew who they served with. He knows quite a lot, a hell of a lot of stuff. And that really impressed the guys and the girls, because he did speak to them as individuals. And to see their king and our king, it was a great time.
And, you know, on that note as well, from what I understand, Sir John and Lady Lorimer are often down here helping out, aren't they?
They do. They often nip in for a brew, as I said to you before, as soon as you walk through the gates, whatever rank, except on that occasion, falls off your shoulder. But yeah, they come down with Midge and they pop in for a brew. But they do so much for many charities on this island. The incredible people in terms of what they do, the time. I don't know how he gets the hours in the day, but he does make time, and Lady Philippa to pop down here and, you know, bring their family and friends as well, which is what it's all about.
I mean, you couldn't have thought it, could you? 2016, when, you know, initially the back of a garage, and now you're showing the King around this place. I mean, how does that make you feel, Tony?
It makes me feel very proud. But again, it's not just about me or an individual. It's about the people. I mentioned, I was asked to do an interview afterwards about the King's visits, and I mentioned, you know, got to thank all the people who are here today, and it's made the visit possible. But I've also got to thank all those people who were with us at the start, who are no longer popping down here for whatever reason. People come and they go and they come back again. But, you know, it's those people at the start that drove this place forward. And it's like anything else, it's passed on the baton to others, and it's encouraged others to come down.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.